Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Oh, it's Sunday, and guess what? It's the Hairy Rock Show. But it's just, I'm just on my own, because Dave is continuing to dig holes. I think he's brought a JCB in now. I'm not entirely sure. I think he got bored with a spade. So, yes, here we are. It's me. So, oh, love it, lad. That was Kiss. It's good, that, wasn't it? So, hello and welcome, you lovely, lovely, gorgeous listeners that you are. And listen, we've got a great couple of hours coming up. We've got some great tracks. We've got a bit of Steve Earle, Airborne, Zeppelin, Great White. We've got Creedence. We've got The Top, as in ZZ. You've got all sorts of schmozzle. So, and all the usuals, me checking in on your levels of culinary stupidity. So, yeah, it's all good. Spring's here. Oh, I feel a bit, you know. Ooh. You know what happens to bunnies.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
It's the hairy springtime. Now, spring and mussels are synonymous. Now, look, you can eat them. You need to stop eating mussels in May. But they're still in season. We don't need to stop eating them because they come from all over the planet. But, you know, they're in season now, so they're at their real best. Just coming towards the end of it. But great. So what we thought we'd do, Dave and I did this mussel recipe in Belgium, and it's kind of like, there's a Belgian saying, and it's served with chips, because everything is served with chips in Belgium, because that's what they do. So it's like this dry white wine, double cream, it's some fresh bits of thyme and parsley, a couple of bay leaves, a leek, celery, shallots, a bit of unsalted butter, and chips. You know, because Dave and I are still in maintenance mode because we have a propensity to be fat. This is one that, well, look, you know, you still want a bit of lard. it's a lovely recipe, and it's not too over the top, so give it a go. It's lovely, and it's with chips. I love chips. So there you go. Go and have a look. It's on the website. Give it a go, and yeah, let me know what you think.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Time for one of your emails. Now, this is from, this is from Carrie's Christie. Subject, drool. Commonly known as dribble. Morning, you sexy pair. Oh, I like her already. She's great. Me and my partner love your cookie progs. That will be cookery programs, madam. But we have a question. Oh, here we go. How many ounces of drool ends up in the dish with the meals that you cook? I'm sure they add an extra flavour only a woman should taste. Ooh. Steady on, Carrie's. What's going on here? I don't know where this is going. Anyway, can I suggest using Benecol? Spread instead of butter, and it's in half fat cream fresh instead of cream. Your recipes taste marvellous. You've got to do this for health reasons. Love the show, love your banter and insane dribble. Carrie's in her biddy in Davy in Dumfries. That's the start of a track, I'm sure. Either that or something you go to Boots to get cream for. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, well, look, have you not noticed? We've got loads of diet books out. We're looking all right at the minute. I mean, you know, it goes in ebbs and flows, but, you know, at the minute, I think we're doing all right. And answer to you see, the thing is that when drool goes into the dishes that you cook, you know, you have a propensity to maybe poison people. And that's what Dave and I don't try to avoid, obviously, because it's our careers, for instance, which wouldn't be good. What we do put in it is love. But there's no fluid involved. It's just kindness and care and focus to make sure that the recipes from the Hairy Biker's School of Loveliness are the best that can possibly be. So when you open the book, you know you're going to get a cracking recipe. Now, the only thing that we can't legislate against is your lot's flaming stupidity. So, if you open it and follow it properly, preheat the oven, do all the things we tell you to do, you'll get a great recipe. If you don't, tough doo-doos. And dribble in your own dinner.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Love the one you with. Love the one you... I love, don't you? If you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with. Well, Stephen Stills, that is a great sentiment. Right, anyway. So, now we've got another email from one of our lovely listeners. Right, and he goes... And his name's Chris. Hiya, Chris. And he goes, subject, business idea. Hi, Si. Hi, Dave. Have you ever thought of starting your own business? Are you having a laugh? Have you not noticed? That's what we do anyway, you idiot. Anyway, he goes, I've got a great idea. Cut price funeral services. It's the only trade that people are dying to get into. I've got the title, Die and Save with Si and Dave. That could be the name of it, couldn't it? Anyway, then he goes on to say, I'm just kidding, you're great cooks and fun to watch and listen to. Well, that's all right, trying to redeem yourself from probably the worst joke I've heard in 30-odd years. Oh, dear me, Chris. Anyway, I'm a biker. Well, that's handy. Like you two. Well, that's also handy. Took clues in the title, Chris. Hairy Bikers. And own a pair of 1979 CBXs. That's a six-cylinder across the frame, them, aren't they? Honda CBXs. Which are fabulous to ride. Well, you need a pair because, you know, you've gone through that many parts. Do you know what I mean? I bet you're never away from your dealership to replace your rear tyre and your sprockets. No, great. I had a big poster of one of those on me, and they were just massive. I just looked at them and gone, six cylinders right across the frame.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
All night long, rainbow. Don't you wish you could? I've reached an age now. I definitely can't. Not even in the afternoon. Anyway, some more of your emails. Keep them coming because we love them. And do it through the Planet Rock website because it's easier for us to find. And then click on the Hairy Rock Show and we're all yours. Now, we've got this... We've got a lovely fella here called Gav. Now, he's a good lad, Gav. He's a chef. And it's Gav Warden. He said, hey, up, lads. Just want to say thank you for reading my email out last week. You made me day and the service go that little bit smoother. That's because he wasn't shouting people at it and he was in a good mood. Another question for you both. I have many reasons for being a chef. And there are, as usual, things such as my grandmother's influence with her at home and cooking with me mum and me grandfather. But the biggest influences has to be food memories, eating crepes in Brittany, for instance, fish and chips at Whitby, cream teas in Devon, grilled mackerel on the beach in Cornwall. These things have stayed with me and still evoke great memories. I was wondering which of your best food memories with the wealth of experience you have in your travels. What's our best food memories? Do you know what, Gav? We get asked that a lot, Dave and I, actually, and it's really difficult because we've had some incredibly, incredibly special moments. Really, really, really simple things, you know, not particularly complicated food at all, just, and then on occasion, some very complicated food. But the things that stay with you are much the same as you, really. You know, the simplicity of some foods just in that setting, and where, you know, for instance, you know, eating sardines in Spain, for instance, or, you know, caldo verde, like real proper caldo verde in Portugal. You know, and stuff, and some of the great curries that we've eaten around when we did the series in India that were just full of 4, 5, 6,000 years of alchemy and spice and knowledge and touch and feel and texture. It just, you know, so stuff like that always, we're so lucky to do what we do, because you never forget them. They always have an impact on you, much the same as you have, you know, as food has had with you. And, you know, I think if you have a fundamental interest in food, you can't fail to influence your everyday life, really. Because what's great about food is fundamentally it's an expression of care and love. When you're preparing food, whoever it's for, whether it's be for the customers in your restaurant or whether it be for your friends and family at home, there is a level of care. Now, it doesn't matter how great your culinary skills are or not. The fact of the matter is that you've taken time to prepare it and to deliver it to a table of expectant gobs. And I always think that's just the most wonderful, wonderful thing. And that's, I think I can speak for Dave, that's part of the reason that we continue to do what we do, because seeing people's faces eating the food that you've prepared for them and cooked for them with love and care and an attention to detail is just one of the most wonderful things in the world. So, because our experience has been so massive and so eclectic over the past 12 years, 13, 14 years, my goodness, it's very hard to be particularly specific, but the overriding thing that runs through all of that is that serving people the food that you've cooked. And I'm sure it's the same for you, Gav. A great question, though, mate. Great question.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.